for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Friday afternoon 1:15 Ladies Deliverance Service, April the 2nd, 2010. Diane Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on blessings and cursings. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
If you have something in your house that needs to go, it does not matter if it's silver or gold or how expensive it is. It says you have to burn it with fire. Why do we do that? Because we don't want anyone else to get a hold of these things. We want to destroy it. You don't want your child or your parents or your neighbor or any of your friends to get a hold of these. And it says, neither shall thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou, that means you, be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. Now, here's where I get in trouble. Some of the accursed things that you don't want. One thing is hearts. The shape of a heart is not your actual heart. The shape of a heart is like my fist, and it's about the size of my fist. The shape of a heart is shaped like a female reproductive organ. You see that? The ovaries? Okay. If you wear hearts, it is a lustful thing. If you have hearts on your wall or any decoration, it brings lustful things into your house. I used to have geese all over my house. I had it all in my kitchen. You know, the little geese used to be a popular worldly thing. You have to watch these popular worldly things. And I thought it looked really nice. And then I read that the geese was a god of Egypt, and they worshipped it. So then I told my husband, we had just put all this wallpaper up. I said, we have to take all this wallpaper down. He wasn't real excited. But anyway, it came down, and I put something else up. But you have to be careful. Irma used to tell a testimony about a lady that had an owl in her house. An owl is a creature of darkness. And she used to tell about how that she went to pray for this lady, and the lady had cancer. And the Lord told her that that owl had to go. And so the lady said, okay, and the owl was gone, and Irma prayed for her, and the cancer was healed. So these things are a way that demonic powers can enter into your house. And in this lady's case, that came through that owl, and she, maybe because of unforgiveness and bitterness and all that, that was still an entrance that caused that cancer to be. Fish aquariums. If you have fish, be very, very careful that you don't have little Buddha temples in there. There's a little temple that people don't realize that they set in the bottom of their aquarium. Frogs are another one. You know, frogs were a plague in Egypt. Wrong books. Sometimes we don't think about that. You might have, if you've got a book that, let me see. Anything like dealing with witchcraft. I'm not telling you something that you get here that explains things about it or something. I'm talking about a witchcraft manual telling you how to cast spells or if you just look through your books and let God lead you in that. I had to get rid of some of my books. Any kind of statues that you might have, a Buddha statue, some statues that come from the Middle East, Chinese things, all kinds of jewelry we have to be careful with, all kinds of symbols and even religious symbols. And I have a friend that, I haven't told her this yet because God hadn't said to, but I'm probably going to have to. But anyway, she has all these angels all over her house, just angel statues everywhere. And, remember, there's good angels and there's bad angels. Remember, there's angels that followed Satan. And so, you know, you think, well, that's a Christian thing. But we have to be careful what we put in our house. And there's many, many more things. Even one time, I have a hallway, and we have pictures up. We have pictures of our children, and I'd go through that hallway, and, ooh, I just didn't feel good. You know, it was this eerie feeling. And so the Lord started convicting me about these pictures. Well, our children had gotten married and gone on to other lives and stuff, and I noticed some of these pictures had them in past lives, like a girlfriend that they had in high school. I had a picture of them up there, and then I had a picture of dead people up there, you know, like my mother, and she had died, you know, and an aunt and all this. And I thought, ooh, that's why it feels so deadly when I go through here. So I took the pictures down, and I have them in an album, you know, and that's okay, but I had all these things that kept people in the past. And, you know, I could even walk through and say, oh, my mom, and I miss her so much. And that would just take me back there. You know, so you have to be careful. So there's things that maybe for you God will show you that maybe I didn't have in my house. So this is kind of a thing that you have to walk through your house and look it over real good and pray over it real good. A lot of times, like... I come from a German background, and my dad is full-blooded German, and you have to be careful, like cuckoo clocks and stuff from your ancestors, you know, that could, you know, make you cuckoo or something. You know what I mean, that little bird, cuckoo, cuckoo. I don't want that in my house, you know. My dad may not see anything wrong with it. I don't know, but to me, that just bothers me. If you're Irish, you might have leprechauns or lucky rabbit's feet or... You know, if you're into Western stuff, you might have a horseshoe hanging over your door for good luck or, you know, things you just don't think about. And so, you know, Indians, you might have a lot of Indian jewelry or relish or something that is causing you from getting free from all these curses. If you were Catholic, you might have a bunch of statues or something doing with the Catholic Church or, you know, you have to watch for that. Because you can get prayer, and then when you go right back in, there is a channeling there that keeps you from being totally free. So, anyway, 15, you don't want any idol worship, any items in your house or graven images that would cause you trouble because it will make you a curse. All right, look at 16. This is a biggie also. We're in Deuteronomy 27:16. I'm back to that. We're going to stay here, but I may take you different places. Deuteronomy 27:16. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen. And what this is saying is, you dishonored your mom or your dad. Now, how can we dishonor our mother or our father? Well, by not doing what they say. And a lot of us, as we grew up in the teenage years and we were quite rebellious, we might have screamed and yelled and done things out of rebellion that we shouldn't have done to our parents. And it says that you were cursed because of that. Look at Exodus 21:15. It says, and he that smiteth, that means to strike, to beat, to punish, to set judgment upon. Maybe you judged your parents. You killed your parents or you chastised them. Any of those things can mean that word. His father or his mother shall be surely put to death. You put a death curse on yourself. You shortened your life. That's why this curse has to be broken. And if it goes down the bloodline, then you're going to have rebellious children yelling and screaming at you, not minding you, hitting you, talking back to you. Look down at 17. This goes along with it too. The 16 is kidnapping. I don't know if any of you have ever kidnapped anyone. We'll read that one. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. So if you kidnap somebody or you know someone that has, that's a curse. That's a death curse on them. All right, 17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death, death cursed. However, look at Deuteronomy 5:16. And this says, this is one of the commandments, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. See, this is one of the commandments. Your Ten Commandments are some of the commandments. That thou days may be what? Prolonged. And that it may go well with thee and in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So, if, you know, like my dad is 84 right now, and I enjoy taking care of him. It's not easy taking care of an 84-year-old. You know, sometimes I think, oh. But, you know, I love him, and I want to take care of him. And so I try to help him and do for him. And so we have to honor our parents, because then I will have a long life, and it will go well with me. And it will go well with my children, because they see how I'm treating my dad. And then when I get his age, they will take care of me like I'm taking care of my dad, hopefully, because the Word says. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're back to 27:17. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people said, amen. Now, that means if you ever cheated anybody out of land, if you move their boundary, you know, to give yourself a little bit more land, or if you just cheated them, you took their land in any way, it's a curse on it. So you need to think about any business deals that you had with people when you sold property or when you bought property, if everything was done properly. See, these are some of the things we don't think about. 18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people said, amen. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean the physically blind. You know, for a long time I thought that means physically blind. And, you know, I'm not going to be mean to a physically blind person. But it means spiritually blind. People that don't know the way of the Lord. And you go and you buy them beer, or you buy them cigarettes, or you advise them wrongly that they go astray. And they'll say, well, you know, she was a Christian and she thought it was okay I did this. So think about, what are some ways that you didn't show forth Christ in some decisions that you made involving other people that are not saved, that caused them not to come to the Lord or to think it was okay to do what they were doing. 19. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow. And all the people said, amen. Okay. Someone that would be a stranger would be like a newcomer, and maybe let's say they were new in town and you took advantage of them. You needed your windows washed at your house. And so you said, I will pay you $15 to wash all my windows. And they agreed to that. And then at the end of the day, when they had washed all your windows, you looked and you said, well, I don't think you did a very good job. I'm only paying you $10. Or maybe a widow or someone that was fatherless. Maybe you didn't just quite do them right. Think about if there's anybody or anybody that in your bloodline. Think about your bloodline, too. If your parents are guilty of this, your grandparents or your great-grandparents. Cursed be he that lieth with... Oh, now then, those are four generations. I want you to look at Deuteronomy 23:2. Hold your hand there where we are, because we'll come back. It says in 23:2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. And the thing I want to show you on this, that is a sexual sin. That's an illegitimate child. That can be a lot of things. Carla does a good teaching on that. But one of the things it is that if you were born out of wedlock, that's one of the things it can be. And anyway, it says it lasts for 10 generations. Now we go from 3 and 4 generations to curses that are going to last for 10 generations. Any sexual sin will last for 10 generations unless you repent and break the curse. That's the key, to repent, to forgive, and to break these curses. All right, so 20, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people say amen. That's incest. And there's a couple more here. Skip to 22. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister. If you lied with your brother when you were growing up, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, all the people said amen. That's incest too. So if you were incest by your father or your grandfather or any family member at all, or your brother or your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, there's a curse on you that lasts for 10 years. 10 generations, excuse me. That's a lot different, isn't it? Thank you. Okay. Now go back to 21. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people said, amen. That's beastology. And that also lasts for 10 generations. And a lot of people have had sex with cows, horses, dogs. Some of you in this room may have done that. And it puts a curse on you. Now, the curse of beastology and the curse of incest causes confusion. I can show you where that is. Okay, here it is. Thank you, Lord. See, you just ask God, because we don't know. Leviticus, look at Leviticus 18, chapter 23, and it says, neither shall thou lie with any beast or defile thyself without, neither shall any woman stand before a beast or lie down thereof. It is confusion. So if you've been having confusion, and the same is true for incest too. If you are having, now turn over while we're there. Chapter 20, verse 12. And it says, if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, see that's incest, both of them shall surely be put to death, so you have a death curse on you. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. So if you're having confusion in your mind, if you're having insanity spirits or any of that, you could have a curse of incest or a curse of beastology that needs to be broken off. Okay, look down. We're back to 27, verse 24. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. And all the people said amen. That means those who take money to slay the innocent. You know how people said, I will give you $100,000 to kill this man? Okay, that is smutting your neighbor secretly. All right, 25. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people said, amen, your abortions come under this. Any murder where you slay an innocent person. Abortion isn't the only thing. But that is one of the things. 26, cursed be he that confirm not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people said amen. Now, these aren't all the things that you can do that cause a curse. But this will give you an idea of some of the things that the Bible talks about that you might have done or know that's in your bloodline that needs to be broken. And all right, turn to Ezekiel 18, almost finished, 18, verse 26. It says, when a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, you're righteous and you turn away from it, and committeth iniquity, you do something that you know about, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he has done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. So if you're doing right, and then all of a sudden you do something, like you go out and you sleep with your neighbor's husband and you die in that, it's not a good thing. God is not pleased. But if you are lying with your husband, with your neighbor's husband, and you say, oh, Lord, this is wrong. And you repent of it, and you ask forgiveness, and you break the curses, and you come to God, then God is pleased. He says, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he has committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. So we can come out of these things, is what I'm telling you. God wants us to come out of these things. It says, "Yea, saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God." He says, "Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, says the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourself and live." Okay. Deuteronomy 29, last scripture, 29, verse 9. This is for you guys that say, "Oh, well, she's just reading that Old Testament stuff. And you know what? We don't have to worry about that today." Listen to this. "Keep therefore," this is in verse 9, 29 verse 9, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, your officers, and with all men of Israel," everybody, "your little ones," means your children, "your wives, and thy stranger that is in the camp, from the hewer of the wood unto the drawer of thy water," everybody, "that thou shouldst enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, and into his oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for the people unto him, and that he may be unto you a God, as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto the fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only," now this is it, listen, "neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath," he's talking to the people of that day, "but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day." That's us. So God has made these commandments and these statutes for every one of us today. And so how can we get rid of the curse? This is how. Number one, you have to identify the name of the curse and the sin that caused the curse. So hopefully, as we have been talking today, in your mind you have thought, "Oh, I did that. Oh, my mom or dad did that. Oh, my grandfather did that." Or you've been asking God, and when you saw one of these ailments on yourself, boils or hemorrhoids or whatever, you thought, "Ooh, our family has anger. They've had anger from way back. That's a curse on my bloodline that I need to get broke." Hopefully you've been thinking that. And so the first thing you do is you identify the curse and the sin that caused the curse. So I identify the curse, hemorrhoids. Then I go to the sin that caused the curse, anger, rage in my family. And let's say my family was Indian. Then I've got all those Indian curses I might need to break. That's what you do first. You find out what it is. You ask God. The next thing you do is repent. And you pray to God to take away the right for the curse to be in your life. You say, "Lord, thank you for showing me this curse. Lord, I repent of having these hemorrhoids. And I repent, Lord, of the anger that I have had and the anger that my mom and my dad have had and my grandfather and my great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather." And then the third thing you do is you forgive your ancestors. You say, "Lord, I forgive my ancestors if it's something they did." Now, if it's something you did and you know it, then you don't do this part. But you forgive them and you say, "Lord, I forgive my ancestors for they sinned against you in placing this curse on our family bloodline. And Lord, I remit their sins." Because see, it says what we remit on earth, he can remit in heaven. You say, "Lord, I remit my sins, and God, I ask you to remit the sins of myself and my ancestors in this area of rage and anger in my life." And then the fourth thing you do, you break the curse in the name of Jesus. "Now, I break the curse. I break the curse of anger over my bloodline in the name of Jesus. I break it over myself. I break it over my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, and I say, and all the way back to Adam and Eve. In the name of Jesus. And then you cast out the demons that came in with the curse. I cast out all rage. I cast out all anger. I cast out all unforgiveness I had toward my mother. I cast out whatever demons came with that, that caused that. And then after you do that, you say, hemorrhoids, in the name of Jesus, go. Go and be gone. I speak a healing to my body in that area, and I claim it in the name of Jesus. And then the most important part of the whole process is you go and you sin no more. You don't get angry anymore. It's broke. Tries to come in on you, you say no. It's covered with the blood. I broke that curse in the name of Jesus, and God forgave me, and it is gone. And you look to God, and then you have somebody, and you say, no, I'm not going there. Lord, I hand it to you. God, I hand that anger up to you. I will not go there. I refuse to go there. I forgive that person. And Lord, help them with their problems or any issues they have in their life. And you keep doing that. And then finally, the enemy will leave you alone and he'll go to another area. Then you have to pray. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing because God shows you where you have a problem, and then you go, oh, and then what do? You get rid of it. So, you know, it's good to have trials and tribulations. It says, what does it say? It says, have joy. James says, have joy in the temptations. Why? Because it shows you where you're at. And then you can take care of it. You don't stay there. If you stay there, it's not good. All right. Now, what I would like to do, I've asked several ladies to help me, and we're going to pass out some towels, and I'm going to go through on 27 these cursed things, and we're going to break them, and I'm going to give you time to repent, and we're going to go through it. You might not have all of them, but it'll give you an idea how to do this, and also if you've got some of these things, then we can get rid of this today and break those curses. So the ladies I asked, let's see, yeah, okay. Jane, I need you. Give everyone a towel. Now, I always give everyone a towel, even myself, because if everyone has a towel, then you're not, don't feel inhibited, okay? And this is a coming out party. This is a time for these things to go and these things to get broke. This is fun. I like this part. Okay? And so, if you need to cough, you cough. If you need more ministry, these three ladies will be glad to come to you and help you. That's why I have asked them. And if it gets any more needed, I'll get someone else to come up and help. Miss Louise can help. Miss Louise, if these three ladies get tied down and you see somebody, I appreciate that. Okay. All right. Here we go. First, we're going to identify the name of the curse and the sins that caused by the curse. So, the first one is, it says, cursed be the man that maketh a graven image or molten image. So, Lord, I repent right now at your seat. You repent of any graven images that you have made or you have in your home, any jewelry that you know isn't right, if you have owl pictures, frog pictures, statues of Buddha, or anything that God put on your heart, any house cleaning thing that you're going to get rid of when you get home, ask the Lord to forgive you for having these things. And now don't do it if you're not willing to get rid of it. Hopefully you're willing, because why? He wants us clean. He wants these curses broke. So, anyway, repent for these things. Now, Lord, we forgive our ancestors for having these articles, for introducing us to these things, Ouija boards, any kind of witchcraft, any kind of occult things that were introduced into our bloodline, Lord. We repent and we ask forgiveness for our ancestors. We remit their sin. And God, we ask that you remit their sins. And God, we ask that you remit our sins for having these accursed things in our homes in the name of Jesus. Now I break this curse in the name of Jesus. I break it. I break it. I break all idolatry, all idol worship over these people in the name of Jesus. And I cast out every demon that came in through this curse. I cast out all witchcraft, all occult items. I cast out all owls and frogs and fish aquarium temples and wrong books and statues and leprechauns and all kinds of generational things that came in through this curse in the name of Jesus. Loose us, and set us free in Jesus' name. All right? Now then, Lord, I repent of dishonoring my father or my mother. I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. Repent of anything. If you hit them or yelled at them or was disobedient, didn't mind them. Lord, I just ask that You just forgive the ancestors, all our ancestors, Lord, for being disrespectful to their parents, Lord. That You forgive our mom and our dad and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents and all our ancestors all the way back to Adam and Eve in the name of Jesus. And I remit the sins of our ancestors right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that You remit them their sins. And I break the curse. I break the curse of dishonoring our mother and our father right now in the name of Jesus. I bind all demons of rebellion in the name of Jesus. I bind all demons of rejection. I bind all demons that caused confusion in between the relationships of my mom and my dad and myself in the name of Jesus. And I break this curse off my bloodline in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lift up anybody that I cause to wander out of the way. Lord, someone that was unsaved and I didn't live the life before them. God, that I helped them in the lifestyle that they were in. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for doing this. And God, my ancestors that were not kind to people, that were not Christians, that had religious spirits, that treated them wrongly, that did things that they shouldn't have done, that where they did not set the example, Lord. God, I forgive them and I ask that You remit their sins in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I break the curse. I break the curse over my bloodline. I break it. For my mom, my dad, my grandpa, my grandma, my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandmother, my great-great-grandfather, all the way back to Adam and Eve, where we did not treat people right, Lord. And I ask You to forgive us in the name of Jesus. And I cast out every demon, every selfish demon, every greedy demon, every demon that caused me to not treat people right in the name of Jesus. All pride, all arrogance. God, forgive me in the name of Jesus. All making fun of people, all wanting them to fail in the name of Jesus. Loose me from this in Jesus' name. And Lord, all the land that I have bought, and Lord, my family has bought, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents, any time that we have moved a mark or cheated anybody in buying land, Lord, I ask to forgive us, Lord. I remit the sins of my ancestors in this area in the name of Jesus. I remit their sins in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that You remit their sins and set us free. I break the curse. I break the curse of cheating people over land. In the name of Jesus, I break it. I break it over me, over my bloodline, in the name of Jesus. And I cast out every demon of greed, every demon of idolatry, every demon of witchcraft, every demon of treating anyone bad where land is concerned, every demon of bad business deals, in the name of Jesus. Loose me and loose my family, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for any one that I've done wrong, any stranger, anyone that has been fatherless or any widow that I have not treated right or fairly. God, I just ask, I repent, Lord, that you forgive me, that you forgive my ancestors, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents, and everyone back to Adam and Eve. And I break that curse. I break that curse where I perverted judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow in the name of Jesus. And God, I just ask that you forgive us. And I cast out every demon that is associated with that in the name of Jesus, looking down on people, not thinking they're as good as I am. I break that hold. I break it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, and as you might have to cough now, here we go. Here's the sexual sins. Lord, I break incest over my bloodline in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me, Lord. I repent, Lord. I repent of having sex with a family member in the name of Jesus. I repent of it. I repent of having sex with my father or my brother or my cousin or even with another lady. I repent of sodomy in the name of Jesus. I repent of cross-dressing in the name of Jesus. I repent of masturbation in the name of Jesus. I repent of all perverted sex acts in the name of Jesus. I repent of all oral sex and all anal sex in the name of Jesus. I repent of every sexual sin. I repent of abortion in the name of Jesus. God, forgive me. Lord, of taking an innocent life in the name of Jesus, I break this curse. I break this curse of incest over my family bloodline in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of beastology over my bloodline and over myself in the name of Jesus. God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me of these sexual acts in the name of Jesus. Loose me, and set me free, God. Set me free. I bind all rebellion in my life in the name of Jesus. And in my mom and in my dad's and my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents, all the way back to 10 generations and all the way back to Adam and Eve, I break these curses. I break them. And I ask that you set me free. Set me free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break all anger. I break all rage and anger off my bloodline in the name of Jesus. Loose me, Lord. Loose my mom. Loose my dad. Loose my grandparents. Loose my great-grandparents. Loose my family all the way back to Adam and Eve. And I break, Lord, off my bloodline. I ask forgiveness, Lord, for all my generational curses, whether I was Indian or German or Irish or English or whatever I was, Lord, I repent of all the demonic powers that come down through my bloodline and through my people in the name of Jesus. Loose me, and set me free, God. And I forgive my ancestors, and I ask that you forgive them, Lord. Forgive them for all the things in our ancestries in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I break this curse. I break the curse. All these ancestral curses off my bloodline in the name of Jesus. And I cast out the demons that go along with it. I cast out all nationality demons. Loose us, Lord. Loose us, Lord. And call to mind to these people the things in their nationality that needs to be gone, God. Loose them. Loose them and set them free. Set them free in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the last thing he says is go and sin no more and do not let them back in. There's a lot more curses. These are just some of the biblical curses that we dealt with today. I haven't written a book, so I'm not trying to sell anybody's books or anything. But this little book right here, Breaking Free, it's by Stephen Bell, and what my husband and I did, and I thought it was very interesting. I picked it up today. It starts out and it talks about total freedom. It talks about forgiveness. And you know, every minister that has talked about how important forgiveness is. And so it's not a very thick book. And anyway, it gives you a prayer you can pray and things to think about. Then it has your curses that we talked about today, all different kinds of curses. We just hit some of the biblical curses, but there's a lot of curses, and as you read through, you might see more. And what my husband and I did, we read this little book years ago, and When we got to the curses, these biblical curses, he lists 74. We went down through these and we started and we looked them up and we took each curse and we prayed over it and we broke them off of ourselves and off our bloodline. It takes a while. And we don't have time to do all that here. We did a lot, but there's so much more you need to do as far as curses are concerned. And then he talks about, and he has prayers in here if you need prayers, or you can do your own prayer. He talks about the occult, and he talks about all the different things that you need to pray off as far as the occult and other religions. And then he talked about soul ties, what Jerry talked about today. So I thought that was very interesting that he had forgiveness and soul ties and curses all in this little book. So this might be something you might think about picking up. It's not very expensive, $3. And take it home and go through and pray off every one of these things in it. And I think you'll see a lot of releasement because all of us have different curses in our life. We don't all have the same thing. Anybody have any comments? I know it was a lot, but I wanted to show you in Scripture where these things were. Okay, Lord, we just thank you, God. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you go with us all, Lord. And God, that as we go out of here, Lord, that you prick our minds on what we need to pray off, who we need to forgive, what soul ties we need to break, and what curses we need to break to set us free, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for your blessings, Lord. And we ask, God, that your blessings overflow all of us in this room. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.